Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Dream Ethics. And my name is Peter Egofowe Amrasa, a certified counselor and life coach. But just before we begin, let's take an opening message from My Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzette Yesumwike, the initiator of Dream Ethics.
Special greetings to the hardworking people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that everyone has in them both a mentor and a mentee. Our topic today is mentorship. Please don't forget the guidelines to help us stay safe from coronavirus. As with all the past global pandemics, it will soon be a thing of the past. Wear your face mask when you're outside your home, and wash or sanitize your hands frequently while avoiding crowded spaces. Stay alive by keeping to the established safety protocols. Mentorship is one of the most valuable and effective development opportunities you can offer the next generations of leaders and followers alike. Having the guidance, encouragement, and support of a trusted and experienced mentor can provide a mentee with a broad range of personal and professional benefits, which ultimately lead to improved performance both in the professional and personal growth space. For mentees, some key benefits of mentoring include exposure to new ideas and ways of thinking, advice on developing strengths and overcoming weaknesses, guidance on professional development and advancement, increased visibility and recognition, the opportunity to develop new skills and knowledge. Mentoring is more than the transfer of advice, knowledge, and insights. The relationship offers reciprocal benefits for mentors willing to invest their time in developing another professional, as well as the personal satisfaction of sharing their skills and experience with a willing learner. Being involved in mentoring also provides some tangible benefits that can reward mentors professionally, including recognition as a subject matter expert and leader, amongst others. Let us listen to our guest speaker today as he expounds on the subject. He is Mr. Peter Amrasa Egofowe, a certified life coach and counselor based in Port Harcourt. Please enjoy the episode and of course put the very great lessons to very good use. Our loving people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Ihuru anu mekao ndege arizika ndo gbakwa ekwere USA ehenku coronavirus be ehenku ke wehala egumisi ke yogwo hia obukini ha yeme na ohuna yibochira hunsunu igboru ncha no mini na osumaka ngbenu bobla hunsunu ikusuri okpa aka na anya manimi maobu oni ikwabala okpa maobu na osansa humasinu ikpushimeru oni ngbenu bobla richehi na okusamahu obula ikpala maka ngbenu bobla guru mono betega na aka ka ebuga ehekwu tikpata na aka ngbenu bobla ikpala mu ha aka ize kompe agida baduzi lele oru ekpere maobu kwa bebeli gabadun maobu ikwu ameli kezinu odobiri odobiri ize na ohuoga esesi kpushimeimi ma na oni ngbenu bobla ịgbasị bada aka maọbụ kwa ọbagide bada ibe ndaha ya eme na ọmaha ya evu ehekwu nyekọ ya enwe ha ehe bịakwụ nyekọ yazi na-akpa ọkwa shiriri ike nyekọ yazi na-enwe inwe olu ma ehe ogbugbu ya nụrisha ọkpụkpụ ndaha kwesịrị ome na ọbịkwa ehi na ọnọdụ ke bụrụ ọma kwụsịnụ iri jiri rụgwọ mgbenugbe ọbụla ribe ọkpụkpọ wiri na atamasị mkpụrụ isisi mgbenugbe ọbụla kwụsịnụ ịnwụ gamini nkarị nkarị mgbenugbe ọbụla kwụsịnụ inye gara ehi oge osikpata anyara nkarị nkarị gbalị n'okwụsama ma ọzakpata ọrọ mgbenugbe ọbụla ndaha kwesịrị ome ma ahụ na ihe vụ ehe nkụka sukwu ndị ọrụ ya nụ kebokwuga nc NCDC no green green 080-097-00-0010. Biko, hosinu ijila akai n'edi gbenhi isokonye ni obla maobezi noro kevu ehenku coronavirus abekulem yechigeli River State nwai yesom eze nwawike nihi nabariga no chihala ehenku kebokuga coronavirus n'ele River State ndegi arizika bundogba kwekwere USA anumekao.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Weave Ethics on Radio, and my name is Peter Igofowe Amrasa, an internationally certified life coach and the lead facilitator of the Igofowe Coaching Experience. We run two mentoring schools for young ladies and young men, respectively, the Finishing School and Moth Classics. I will be speaking on the topic mentoring or mentorship. Mentorship is a word that we come across a lot in our lives, and most times we try to look down on it and we try to not see the importance and the weight mentorship carries in the life of our society. So today we are looking at mentorship. So what is mentorship? Mentorship has its various definitions, but basically we would say mentorship is a relationship between two people, or you could say relationship between two or more people, with the goal of growth and development. This development can be personal, it can be professional. By personal, I mean it could be even as personal as your family life. In the mentorship process, we have two groups of people. We have the mentors and we have the mentees. Who are the mentors? The mentors are the people who are dishing out this experience, giving out this information, trying to make this other people's life better. Why the mentees are those people who seek a better life and who are going to the mentors for that experience that they need to move their life from where it is to where it should be. So we want to delve deeper. Mentorship or mentoring, it's a mentor providing his brain for a mentee to pick on. Mentorship is a mentor providing his ears so that he could listen to the young person in a quest to be able to properly direct the person. Mentoring is pushing a young person in the right direction. So if you look at the word mentor, you could pick the first alphabet and you could try to understand what mentorship is. So let's look at the first alphabet, M. M stands for mold. To mold means to give form and direction. So mentorship is about giving form and direction to a mentee's life. Mentorship is about, E stands for encouragement. Mentorship is about encouragement because no matter how big your dreams are, somewhere along the line, there will be things that will come to discourage you. So you need that voice to tell you you can do it, you need to keep moving. There is more to you than the challenge that is before you. Mentorship, it's nurturing. What does nurture mean? To care so that something can grow. So mentorship is also training. To train, to teach, to discipline, to guide. That's part of mentorship. Mentorship is to, O stands for observe, to be able to watch and listen. Because sometimes some mistakes some mentors do or make is that they try to direct without listening. They try to relive their lives through this and mentees, because the job of a mentor is not to reproduce himself in the mentee. The job of a mentor is to refurbish or transform the mentee to the best version of the mentee self. So another aspect of mentorship is regulation. So when you look at this tree, what does regulation mean? To control excesses and extremism. Because a young lad full of vigor, a young lady full of vigor, if she's not properly mentored, she can become an extremist or they can have excesses. So the purpose of mentorship is to guide, to regulate. So we have looked at the various aspects of mentorship. We need to know that mentorship is needed even from the basic unit of the family. The son needs to be mentored how to become a father. The son needs to be mentored how to become a husband. Every person in the organization needs to be mentored, because for someone who is a junior staff today would become a senior staff tomorrow. So that staff needs to be mentored. So mentorship is needed in our family, is needed in our organization, is needed in various sectors of the society, various fields of specialization. Why? Because with mentorship, we are able to save the wealth of today and transfer it to the future. With mentorship, the future has something to build upon. Importance of mentoring. You know, when you look at mentorship, there are two major aspects or two major groups of people in mentorship. We have the mentor and we have the mentee. Why is mentorship important to you that is a leader, to you that is a business owner? Why is mentorship important to you that is a father? Why is mentorship important? There are so many things, so many benefits of mentorship. But for the sake of time, we're going to look at a few of them. Mentorship promotes longevity and continuity of progress. Mentorship will cause what you have built over the years not to be lost. So as a leader, whatever sphere you are leading, you need to participate in mentorship. Because if you look through the society, you realize that some companies that were existing some years before are no longer existing. Some companies, immediately the owner dies or the owner leaves, that is the end of the business. It is because there was no mentorship program designed. So mentorship would help whatever has been built to be sustained and to be developed and to be expanded upon. Mentorship will cause growth on that thing that you're working on. So you need to think of mentorship as a leader. Mentorship also enables you to lead beyond your lifetime. What does that mean? If you raise leaders in your system, even when you have gone, people will still be leading with your principles. So even from the other world, you can still be leading, though you're no longer on seat or you're no longer alive. So mentorship extends your leadership knowledge. It doesn't die with you. It moves from one level to another. Because as you mentor, you are raising leaders to raise leaders that will raise leaders. So there is a continuity of leadership based on the principles that you have formed, based on the experiences that you have gotten. Okay, so at this point, we'll go on a break. We'll be right back.
Yamda, Banaton, Banaton, Banaton. We are no akilozi an poro dumelo ale dumpiane akura coronavirus. Ena adab sira lo ale ayalo. Ena idabdo kumalo. Coronavirus dab ayiro tema kumalo piano odabaro dodo kasi boom boogie ale eregeno odabaro. Lo poro dumelo dab ayiro lo ale ne ale lo da abaro su ababu da abaro den da abaro bion da abaro egan da abaro ton. Eh, mais si de otemasuwa nason obwante onge kagarabe esiamia buluwa neson au agalo ken eserepiogi. Darange ko, pia neba ere lo dumelo dab lele me lo ale oe lua namane ale ne abe lebu dona dumelo buekbaro coronavirus dab afe. Son ako coronavirus be pia e onge be nekmana be. Ogralo zene dab tema lo poro dumelo medo bobo ne. Son encore coronavirus na ere boa nkodonason why des son encore coronavirus na ere boa piana uga doken ile do anya idap why des sa mo encore I ere lo dumelo le anelo esu no beke nungaba a denenson lo ba alere donanu odabdo na emoko oton alo ne a ere do poro dumelo ale ne lo ye adume Mwako o subabu logone owa a logone uwalo le odab tonto tonage me bari ekbega idu.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Reeve Ethics on Radio, and my name remains Amrasa Peter Igoshowe. I am a certified life coach and counselor. We've been speaking on the topic mentorship. So if you missed that, you can just grab your bio. Sit down, let's continue the journey. So the last statement I made before we went on a break is that mentorship enables you to lead beyond your lifetime. In addition to these benefits of mentorship enables you to be successful. When we say successful, what does successful mean? Being successful is not the accumulation of wealth and achievements, but the transfer of wisdom values, and ability to the next generation. A successful person is one who has success transferred to the next generation. It is at that point you can say you're successful. You can't be successful if you don't have a successor. So the purpose of mentorship is to cause you to have a sound successor that will build on what you've started working on, that will develop so that even when you have left, what you have started will continue. Mentorship will make you a great leader. You know, mentorship is the greatest achievement of a leader. The greatest achievement of a leader is not the feats he achieves in his own time as a leader. It's what he leaves behind and who he leaves behind. The greatest obligation of true leadership is to transfer the deposit of knowledge, wealth, experience, influence, relationship, and understanding to the next generation. A great leader thinks more about the next generation more than he does of the next position. Because some leaders, the focus when they are done leading at this level, all their focus is on the next place. Okay, I've done leadership at this level, I'm thinking of the next place. They are not thinking of what is left behind after they have left. A great leader is one that thinks about the next generation more than he thinks about his next position. Greatness in leadership is not the attainment of position or possession, but the creation of successors. How many people can reproduce what you have done? That is the check to know if you are a leader or you are a great leader. Now, apart from the mentors, the people, the mentees, also need to understand the importance of mentoring to them. Let me let you know, young people, mentoring will quicken your journey to mastery. You should never forget this. No matter how well you have traveled, a mentor will show you a better way. No matter how fast you have moved, a mentor will increase your speed to mastery. So you must understand, mentorship is one thing that would help you attain mastery so quickly. Because it's important to know that age, the fact that you're getting older, does not mean you are becoming wiser. You know, skill and wisdom is not something that is by default. You must go for it. You must walk towards it. That's one of the things a mentor will do for you. So you must. Another thing you need to understand, that mentorship will reduce your losses and your mistakes. Why? Because you are riding on the wisdom of someone who has been through what you are about to go through. When I published my first book, I made so many mistakes. Now, if I'm counseling someone or mentoring someone who is about to do their first publishing, they won't make the mistakes I made. Why? They'll be riding on my own wisdom. They'll be riding on my own experience. When you say experience is the best teacher, it must not be your own experience. It could be the experience of someone else. Now, another very important thing is that mentorship would improve your character. The more you try as a young person to submit to a mentor, the mentor will not just teach you ability or try to work on your skill set. There will also be a transfer of mannerism. A mentee that has a wise mentor will begin to act wise. As a result of association, there will be a rub-off. There will definitely be a rub-off. Mentorship will sharpen your skill, and most importantly, mentorship will help make that your dream come to pass. You may feel that your dream is not possible, but your dream will be closer to you the minute you get a mentor. Because you are going to tap into your mentor's knowledge, you're going to tap into your mentor's contacts, you're going to tap into your mentor's experiences. It's very important. In addition to this, the society at large, what is the importance of mentoring to the society? Now, if you look at our society today, you see a lot of decay. This decay is as a result of the absence of mentoring. We see lots of people in places of power, and because they were not groomed, they were not prepared for that place. They are there, but they don't know what to do with that power. They are there. They don't know what to do with that position. You know, the scripture says that when the righteous man is in power, the people will rejoice. It is because the man has been prepared for that place. Mentorship will improve the society. Another thing mentorship will do in society is that mentorship promotes progress and continuity and development in the society. History is full of sad stories where you find leaders who have achieved certain heights only to be followed by another leader who destroys everything the previous leader has built. It is because of the lack of mentorship. A society that lacks proper mentorship will be bankrupt of the previous wisdom, because there is something the elders know that if the youth add to their strength, we'll have a better society. There's something wonderful about the past. Mentorship will also ensure good leadership continues. Whenever leadership ends without mentorship, the result is always a chaos, because chaos is the result of vacancy in leadership, or chaos is the result of bad leadership following good leadership. So the leaders need to transfer this knowledge. The elder statesmen need to transfer this knowledge, and the youth must be ready to grasp it. They must be ready to understand it. We'll be going for another break. See you later.
Hey, I'm an apple. You was your beaton cringing some FMA, but me was your bimere and a coronavirus. Coronavirus, me, ane, wa bracket lama bay, bokona, igbigina, jai janate bracket lama barai bo, bracket lamate, wa bracket wamne torong bo, bibi berry, lama bebe, ane wa laba. Coronavirus, me, olona, ojo frena, piki ine in yosra, mie anike buere, obi goyege goye yanawara, koma, mi coronavirus, me, si te itobi, ani goye yana, ane komo, piki dumoduma, ende wake nimi bebara. Mi obime ani sike olona mayana duai akom na negem ani kombo brake lamam ani ana ena pekim ani laba gborbo engere ina nike inweni ende preba obi ibu emite coronavirus me elam bebe idumo biya trere omongi wa peke ani kom ani ana yanam ibodu warisom tobra mi akoma coronavirus me wala biya osonke sikopela brake ebra sekre maburo Mira perena, piki olomoloma bo obu sikima. Tombike tomi pridumo onwe ekon. Odokote, wa misi obimeke jumo jumo prema. Eya mena, eye buerem, eye olar, ofre gba enwarari. Ekwe foko foko, eyo sera bebe. Sake fama mate, ibo mie paka make, eye rarebe anubama wepre. Ibisaki ye mie anese ni buromam.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Vive Ethics on Radio. And my name is Peter Egofowe Amrasa, a certified counselor and life coach. We have been speaking on the topic mentoring. And before we left, we're looking at the benefits of mentoring to the society at large. So there are so many reasons why people refuse to mentor, and so many reasons why people who need to be mentored don't get mentored. So many reasons, from previous bad experiences to pride to wrong understanding of what being successful is. And you also find that some people, because of their previous bad experiences, they don't want to be mentored by anybody, or they also don't want to mentor anybody. It's important that we try to look beyond what has happened to you and focus on the benefits of mentorship. The next generation needs to submit to mentorship, because if we do not submit to mentorship, then we are making sure that the children we are going to give birth to are not going to be able to tap from the wisdom that we tapped into. So it's important that we will focus on the need of mentorship and not look at the pains and the negative sides or the wrong experiences we've had. And another danger to mentorship is this get rich quick schemes. They've made a lot of young people not interested to go through anything that has to do with the process, because mentoring or mentorship, it's a process. So we need to sit back as young people and go for mentorship. Don't just seek to blow, seek to grow. Because if you blow, you will disappear. But if you grow, you will stay and be able to transfer to the next generation. So it's been wonderful to be here. I hope I'll see you some other time. I remain Ambassador Peter Egofowe, certified life coach and counselor.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.reveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Reeve Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Reeve Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049. Or you can send us an email on reeveethics@gmail.com. The Reeve Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.